Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Quote, their inheritance was by lot, Joshua 14:2. What seemed to be random was the way God used men to enact his will. Quote, the lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. Proverbs 16, verse 33. Israel's landscape varies dramatically. From snow-capped Hermon to palm groves at Jericho, from wheat fields in Bashan to the verdant Jezreel, and from Galilee's fishing villages to the tiered vineyards of Samaria. How many could say, quote, the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places, yes, I have a good inheritance. Psalm 16, verse 6. I dare say they all could, each in their own way. Would the Lord have been unfair with any of them? Today, 2/3 of Israel is semi-arid or worse, besides having a shortage of water. But this is not biblical Israel. It has been ravaged by the judgments of God, the abuse of oppressive foreign powers, and centuries of neglect after the Jews were driven out. In Bible days, it was far different. For example, what is now wasteland was once the forest of Ephraim, so dense that, quote, the woods devoured more people that day than the sword, 2 Samuel 18:8, in Absalom's defeat. Even the testimony of the naysayers was that it was indeed, quote, a land flowing with milk and honey, Numbers 16:13. But this was not Israel's true inheritance. Forgive me if I seem to wander. I see Roman soldiers casting lots too. They have stripped a figure of his clothes and are gambling for them. In doing so, unwittingly, they also perform God's will, Psalm 22, verse 18. Obviously, this one had far more than his garments rent that day. Yet only in this way could Israel receive their true inheritance. What is the inheritance of Psalm 16, verse 6? See verse 5. Quote, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance. If only they could see that the heir is the inheritance.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.